America Weekend.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Stoffo.
Now, if you're getting married,
yeah,
and you found that person you want to spend the rest of your life with, or at least the next 3 to 5 years, there are certain questions you need to ask. There are certain things you need to know. But do you actually just sit down and have a list and sort of have like a conference? Or is it just understood?
I think these are things that you just learn along the way.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
And you kind of stumble into these things.
Maybe there should be a meeting. Maybe there should be a meeting of the minds right before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, is this really going to work, honey? I'm not sure.
Well, because that is true. Because you don't want to kind of take that leap and realize, whoa, I never knew that was going to happen, or he or she was going to do that.
Yeah.
So we came up with a list of questions to ask each other. It was published in the Huffington Post. We will embellish them, change a few. There is one we're going to skip, and you'll know why in a second. So here we go. Yeah. These are questions you need to ask each other before walking down the aisle. The first one is, where do you draw the line between intimacy and exposure in certain ways? For instance, if you need to attend to personal needs in the bathroom, do you close the door
always,
or do you leave the door wide open because now you're married?
As a matter of fact, I still lock the door. I close it and lock it.
Wow.
It's just a habit.
It's just a habit.
It's not anything other than that. It's more just, you know, I'm a nature of habit, and it's just, you know, something that I do. I'm not sure I want to see anyone doing anything in the bathroom with the door open.
No.
I don't care how long I've been married to you.
It would ruin certain things,
you know,
right?
I think that I could deal with it if I'm in the shower and I can't see you.
Okay. So that's why the heavens created the shower curtain.
Exactly.
So if you're in the shower with the shower curtain pulled over, he can come in and do what he needs to. But he can do certain things.
Not everything.
Shaving is fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with the shaving.
Toothbrushing is fine.
Yes.
Once we start venturing near the toilet, that is where the line is drawn.
I'm not sure I want to deal with that.
All right. So that's a no for Christina. And I kind of agree with that.
Okay, good.
All right. The next one is 2A and 2B, which we are going to skip because it's subject matter that, you know what, folks, we're probably not going to want to deal with. And to give you an idea, let's just say if we talked about this subject for too long, there is a good chance we would go blind. So that's why we're not going to talk about that one thing. She figured it out.
Yes.
Number three.
She figured it out.
How much or how little can we let ourselves go?
Okay. I have to say something about this.
Yes.
Because I've seen couples, and it's happened to me, where you get comfortable in a relationship and all of a sudden, oh, I don't need to shave my legs today. Or you start to put on a little bit of weight, you don't care, or whatever like that. In the current relationship that I'm in, you know, I went from being by myself and not preparing full meals and things like that to cooking full meals and whatever. And you put on some weight or whatever, and you start to have to, like, you know, maintain and things.
Yeah.
But is it ever okay to let yourself go? Should you always want to look good for your mate?
But isn't getting older, I mean, certain things are expected. All right. If you're going to be married to someone for 10, 15, 20 years, I've been married for almost 21 years.
Okay.
All right. I was 132 pounds when I got married. I'm nowhere near 132 pounds any longer.
Because you get comfortable.
And I met the chocolate chip cookie and it became my mistress.
And you
and she's still
and
here.
You eat. I call it grazing. You
grazing.
Graze. Yeah, you graze at night, like when you're watching TV, like you're mindlessly just snacking and eating. I call it grazing.
Wow.
I do that.
All right. So it's not good to let yourself go.
I don't think so. And I also think that, like, there are certain things that shouldn't stop. Like, you know, in the beginning, you always want to look good. Your hair is always done. You always want to put on the cute outfit, wear matching bra and underwear. Like, I think that stuff should still happen 10 years down the line.
Because it shows you're still trying.
Exactly.
You're still trying to make yourself attractive for that other person. Because when that goes, the spark goes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that actually makes a lot of sense. The next one, and again, these are questions to ask each other before getting married, as published in the Huffington Post. And the next one is, will we air our dirty laundry? I guess if you hear something about maybe your spouse's friend, do you rat them out? Do you tell them certain things? Do you clue them in on certain things? If we have a really nice night together, can I go and tell my best friend, boy, he rocked my world on Saturday? Is that going over a line?
I think it's going to happen anyway, and I think there's some type of code that needs to be followed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course, I'm going to go to my best friend and be like, yo, that jerk, or we did X, Y, and Z. But I think that there are some things that need to stay with you and your person, right?
Right. I still think there are certain things that you do keep to yourselves. Not everything that goes on in the house should just be broadcast on Facebook,
like,
or automatically said to a best friend.
Like, I would be really mad if I found out that my husband was telling his guy friends about stuff that I did. You know, like, I don't want them to know that. There are some things
exactly.
I need to stay personal.
And it's sort of like violating a certain trust, because if, let's say that he did, and you found out that that's the case, well, maybe, for lack of a better term, you wouldn't do that thing again. And so he's actually hurting himself in a lot of different ways.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
All right.
Do you want me to tell you if you're having a bad hair day or if other things are going wrong, like if you have something in your teeth? But you know what? If you're married to the person, you have such a level of intimacy with that person. There's a level of caring. Of course. Are you going to let your spouse go out of the house with a piece of spinach between
no.
their two front teeth?
No.
No. So of course.
No. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, some people get insulted, but I say get over it. Would you rather walk around all day with something in your teeth, or would you rather your guy tell you, hey, hon, go brush your teeth?
Go brush your teeth.
And it's so funny, because I feel like once you're with someone for a little while, you start to, like, not care about that stuff. Hey, what's this on the back of my head? You know, like, hey, like, you start, like, picking at, like, their scalp, and it's just like, you don't care.
Right.
Because you love them, and, you know, it's just something that you do.
They become part of you, and that's
exactly.
the whole idea of building a long-term relationship.
Exactly.
So if my wife comes up to me and decides she wants to pick on a mole, go ahead,
honey.
Because I won't do it. Let her do it. The next
pick on
one.
That mole.
Pick on that mole. How do you feel about ladies' or guys' nights out? Now, how far will those ladies and guys nights out go? If it's me just going with my frumpy male friend to a ball game, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But if me and that friend and a couple of other friends are going to an establishment maybe where certain things are going on, I don't know, maybe some sort of a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I'm big on you need time away from the person that you're with, because, you know, eventually you get cabin fever in the relationship.
Sure.
So I'm big on thinking that, you know, one night a week you want to go play cards with your buddies, you want to go have a beer or whatever. I don't want you to go.
To go and have a really good time.
I don't want you to go to the club. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I think that within its limits, I think it's okay to be able to go and do your own thing.
But within limits.
I'm not saying go, you know, I'm not giving you a hall pass for the night.
You don't need him asking you if you have $20 bills.
Exactly. Because,
and then you know exactly where he's going and what he's doing.
Right.
See, now I've known people that actually go and do that. They feel it's okay. Because the person comes home and the other one is left thinking, gee, what happened tonight?
Yeah, exactly. But then, I mean, that opens a whole other can of worms. Because if you can't let your spouse go out without thinking, what is he doing?
Right.
There's a trust issue and there's a bigger issue going on.
That's true. That's a really good point.
So it depends on you and insecurities and all that. But don't go to the strip club, okay?
Don't go to the strip club, and your marriage will last a very long time. The next one, how do you feel about adultery? Now, this is a weird thing, because isn't that just a non-starter in the first place? I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But every third Friday, I'm not going to be home.
What? I mean, that's kind of a weird question. I mean, unless you're in an open relationship or you're a swinger, you know, I mean, right? I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A very good point.
So unless you're openly, willingly going into a relationship that has that rule.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
It's an awful question.
Who came up with that question?
Because if you even broach the subject, it means you want to cheat.
Exactly.
If I was to sit down with my wife right now, 20 years into this whole thing, you know, honey, how do you feel about me cheating on you? What is she supposed to say?
She's going to slap you right in the mouth.
I won't be married any longer. And I'm going to be in the market for a good attorney.
Exactly.
And it's sure.
Exactly.
And I think it would just open up a lot of issues in terms of morality. But that's something, you know what, if you know that you're going to have that open of a relationship or that open of a marriage, that's going to come up long before you even think about marrying that person. I would hope so.
Yep.
And now here's one that affects almost every single marriage under the sun.
Okay.
What happens when your, let's just say, your amorous desires don't match up?
Oh.
If one person wants a certain thing more than the other person wants the certain thing, is there a parameter? Do you set, okay, every third Tuesday and maybe a Friday thrown in and an extra special thing on your birthday, when it comes to being intimate with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens if it's not kind of lining up?
This is a hard question for me to answer because I'm not married, but I've been in a relationship for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And things are still very fruitful in that area for me. So, you know, I can't even imagine having a schedule for that.
It's like, hard to schedule
every
that.
Every Friday, because then it kind of takes the spark,
the spontaneity,
out of
the excitement.
That on Friday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to have to do that. You know, like, shouldn't it be something that just happens, or
right.
that kind of just, you just kind of like roll into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like the whole schedule for it, and I'm sure that like once kids come into play and things like that, it gets harder to like, you know, be alone or whatever. Yeah, what do you do?
Or what do you do when one person sort of has an appetite that's a little bit more ferocious than the other one in terms of frequency? That's a problem as well.
Yeah, there needs to be some type of mutual agreement on that, I think.
I would think so. Because if
on both ends, so you have to like even it out. Like, you know, one needs to have less and one and just needs to give more, you know?
Well, what if one is at 9 and the other one is at 0.26?
Well, then there's something with the person that has 0.26 because, come on, go see a doctor.
Exactly. And you know what, folks? We're going to leave that one right there with the appropriate amount of silence.
Are you the 9 or the 0.26?
I'll let you guess right there.
Got it.
I'm Ed Kalecki, otherwise known as 9, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Debbie is out of a job and living hand to mouth. One day, she was so hungry, she fished the coins out of a fountain down by the courthouse. She was arrested for petty theft with $2.87 in her pocket. Debbie thought the fountain coins didn't belong to anybody, so she wasn't really stealing. Is that a legitimate legal defense? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
For theft, the perpetrator must intend to take someone's property. Debbie truly believed the coins didn't belong to anybody, so without intent, there is no crime. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you got a friend who likes to pick fights. You know the type. They can argue about everything and they know everything. Tired of the verbal sparring? Well, here's how to stop it in the social science setting. It's called the illusion of agreement, and it stops potential arguments before they start. Here's what to do. The next time you and your friend don't see eye to eye, don't get sucked into their argumentative trap. Say instead, you know, you could be right. Then walk away. Saying you could be right and keeping your real thoughts to yourself creates the illusion of agreement. It stopped an argument in its tracks because you haven't given them anything to use against you.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It takes ammunition to fight a battle. If you don't give them any, they can't fight. You, however, just took their control away. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.